Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Two little girls slept through the night. Their mother was killed. They were down the hall in their own rooms in a house on Cunningham Court in Tipp City, Ohio, a quiet suburb north of Dayton where people coach volleyball and go to church and leave their doors unlocked. Their father, Caleb Flynn, called 911 at 2:30 in the morning and told a dispatcher that someone had broken in and shot his wife. He was frantic. He was sobbing. He said there was blood everywhere. And when the body cam footage was released weeks later, you could hear him retching into a trash can, wailing, clinging to his mother-in-law, barely able to breathe. That was Caleb Flynn on February 16th, a man who could not stop, as some may interpret it, performing his grief. That's where we start. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through this. Fast forward to a courtroom in Troy, Ohio. Caleb Flynn now facing 11 felony and misdemeanor charges, including aggravated murder, sat before Judge Janine Ann Pratt as she scheduled his trial. He did not speak, not a word, not when the judge set the date, not when the attorneys discussed a gag order, not when the media pool was organized because so many national and international outlets wanted to cover the case that the court had to manage logistics. The man who had so much to say the night his wife was killed, who called 911, who called his mother, who called Ashley's mother, who told anyone who would listen that someone broke in, had nothing to say in the one room where it actually matters. That silence tells you more than any body cam footage ever could. Let me back up for anyone coming into this cold. Ashley Flynn was 37 years old. She was a substitute teacher, a seventh-grade volleyball coach at Tippecanoe Middle School, graduate of Tippecanoe High School and Lee University, a mother of two elementary-age daughters. And by every account from the community, one of those people who made everyone around her feel seen. Her school district described her as someone known for her warmth, her kindness, and the impact she had both in and out of the classroom. She also taught at LifeWise Academy, a nonprofit that provides Bible-based instruction to public school students off campus. And she volunteered at Christian Life Center in Dayton, the church where she and Caleb were deeply embedded. Who's Caleb Flynn? He's 39, former worship arts pastor who led music at two churches over the course of a decade. He appeared on season 12 of American Idol back in 2013. Didn't make it past the first round of Hollywood, but remember him? I don't know. Like, his face stands out, even though he had like this much of a part or even less in the world of American Idol. Didn't make it past the first round, but for some reason, people seem to remember the guy. He sat in front of the cameras and told the world he loved his wife more than anything. She was very, very pretty compared to Carrie Underwood. At the time of his arrest, he was working as vice president of sales at Richard D. Smith & Sons, a commercial flooring company in Tip City that also supplies seating for worship spaces. Even after leaving the pastorate, he never fully left the church ecosystem. On the morning of February 16th, police were dispatched to the Flynn home on Cunningham Court for a reported burglary in progress and a shooting. Ashley was found in bed in the master bedroom with gunshot wounds to the head. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Caleb told dispatchers that someone had broken in, that the garage door was wide open, and that his wife had been shot. He said the children were still asleep. He said he didn't know if the intruder was still in the house. 3 days later, police arrested him. They said the investigation revealed probable cause to charge Caleb Flynn with the murder of his wife. And the criminal complaint laid out why. When officers arrived that night, the side door to the garage on the north side of the house was open. They tracked with the home invasion story. Except for one problem. There was a large refrigerator positioned in front of that door, an appliance that would have had to be physically pushed out of the way for anyone to use that entry point. No intruder is rearranging kitchen appliances on their way in. Inside the garage, the center console of Caleb's 2024 Ford pickup truck was open. That's where he told police he kept a handgun. And according to the criminal complaint, the weapon used to kill Ashley was a 9mm, his 9mm, from his truck. The console was conveniently open, as if to suggest someone had taken it. But the staging didn't hold. Ashley was found in bed. Two shell casings were recovered from the floor near the foot of the bed. Caleb told investigators he wasn't sleeping in the master bedroom that night, said he had a cough, so he went elsewhere in the house. The children were asleep in their own rooms. The two family golden doodles were also home. Nobody heard a break-in. Nobody heard a struggle. Nobody heard, apparently, anything, except, apparently, Caleb Flynn, who managed to discover the scene and call 911. Police concluded that officers were, in their own words, led astray by the staging of the crime scene. That language is the official court filing, or it's in the official court filing. They didn't say the scene was suspicious. They said they were deliberately misled. And based on that, Caleb Flynn was charged with murder, felonious assault, and tampering with evidence. But that was just the beginning. As we go back to March 18th, a Miami County grand jury returned an 11-count indictment. The charges now include aggravated murder, which means prosecutors allege Ashley's killing was carried out purposely and with prior calculation and design. That's not a heat-of-the-moment type allegation. That is premeditation. The indictment also added 3 counts of murder, 2 counts of felonious assault, 3 counts of tampering with evidence, and 2 misdemeanor counts of intimidation of an attorney, victim, or witness in a criminal case. Those intimidation charges deserve their own conversation because they open a door that hasn't been fully walked through yet. According to the indictment, the alleged intimidation took place between February 16th and February 18th. That's after Ashley was killed, but before Caleb was arrested. Prosecutors allege he did knowingly attempt to intimidate a witness or a criminal or delinquent act by reason of the person being a witness to that act. That's a fun one, isn't it? The identity of the alleged witness has not been publicly disclosed, but here's what we do know. Only four people were in the house that night: Ashley, Caleb, and their two daughters. Ashley was dead. Caleb was the accused. That leaves the children. Now, I want to be careful here. No official source has confirmed who the witness is, but the timeline between the killing and the arrest and the location inside a home where only the accused and two minors remained alive narrows the field in a way that doesn't require a lot of speculation. It requires attention. And it's worth noting what happened at Caleb's March 19th arraignment, when his bond was raised to $3.5 million. The judge entered a no-contact order regarding the children, and then she spelled it out for him in terms no one should need explained. No contact means no contact. In person, by text, by email, through a third party, through his lawyer, through anyone. That kind of explicit instruction from a judge does not come without reason. Something prompted it. Meanwhile, something else was unfolding that hadn't made it into most national coverage, but matters deeply to the architecture of this case. Days after Caleb's arrest, a worship leader at Christian Life Center, the Flynn's Church, submitted her resignation. Her name is Alicia Bonter. She was 23 years old. The church's pastor, Jordan Hansen, addressed the congregation and confirmed that Bonter had resigned without explanation. He said the church didn't know why. He asked the congregation to resist speculation and gossip. He said, "Unfounded rumors only make things worse." Those rumors had already taken on a life of their own online. Social media users circulated an old video of Flynn and Bonter singing together on stage. Now, okay, I mean, unverified claims spread about alleged communications between the two, including a purported text sent before the killing. None of this has been confirmed by investigators or prosecutors. So be aware of that when you're seeing the rumor mill online. And he was a worship leader. So was she musically in this church. It's not a crazy stretch to see two people singing together in church, especially if you're part of the worship leading, the music segment of your congregation. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. The resignation does seem a little weird, but again, it is speculation. People do resign. People have lives of their own, and people's lives of their own can coincide with other people's tragedies. That does happen. So I'm just saying, just, you know, keep an open mind and don't necessarily judge immediately on people outside of this circle or the people on the fringes of it, because I'm not saying I know either way, and neither do you yet. None of it is part of the public court record, but the resignation itself is confirmed. A young worship leader at the accused church walked away from her position without giving a reason days after his arrest, and the church acknowledged it from the pulpit. That's a fact. What it means is for a jury and investigators to determine. But it adds texture to a case already heavy with unanswered questions. And then there's what happened to her goodbye, to Ashley's goodbye. A celebration of life was scheduled at Christian Life Center. It was supposed to be a public memorial, a chance for the community that loved her to gather and grieve. The church pulled it. The announcement said only that it was canceled out of respect to all the families involved. Ashley Flynn, the woman everyone described as a light in their lives, did not get a public funeral at her own church. Out of respect to all the families involved. That's interesting. Whatever was happening behind the scenes at Christian Life Center was significant enough to cancel a dead woman's memorial. The hell does that mean? I'm curious to get your thoughts on that little aspect of this in the comments. The shift in support around Caleb has been just as telling. In the days immediately after the shooting, his defense attorney told the press there was a groundswell of support from the community and from Ashley's own family. Caleb had been staying with Ashley's relatives, along with the children and the dogs. That was a narrative early on. The grieving husband, surrounded by family, cooperating with police. By the time the indictment came down, Ashley's family had released a statement. They said they believed the arrest was made carefully and not without serious consideration. That's not grief talking. That's a family that saw the evidence and made a decision. The groundswell evaporated. Caleb's own family lives out of state. His only local roots were through Ashley, and those roots are gone. The defense, for his part, has not been focused on making a case for innocence in public. They've been more focused on making sure the public doesn't see the case at all. Ashley L., or rather attorney L. Patrick Mulligan, filed motions to seal court records, restrict access to filings, and issued a gag order covering law enforcement, prosecutors, witnesses, and attorneys. The motion argued that the release of body cam footage violated Ohio statute and that evidence intended to be shown to an unbiased jury at trial has already been released to the public and shared online, garnering thousands of views and comments. The prosecution pushed back hard. Their response called the defense motion prior restraint and argued the defendant carries a heavy burden to justify restricting public access to the justice system, a burden they say he hasn't met. They noted the only footage released was what Ohio public records law required. At the hearing, Judge Pratt pushed the gag order argument to an April 6 status conference and asked both sides to maintain the status quo in the meantime, no public discussion of evidence. And here's a strategic wrinkle worth paying attention to. Early in the case, the defense filed a speedy trial waiver in municipal court. They wanted more time. But now that the case has moved to common pleas court and the indictment has landed, Mulligan told the judge they're not filing a time waiver. They want this trial to happen fast. April 28th. That's a deliberate reversal. The same team that asked for a breathing room is now sprinting towards a courtroom. Either they believe they have something that beats the evidence or they'd rather face a jury before anything surfaces. The community around Ashley hasn't waited for the legal system to act. Nearly $175,000 has been raised through a GoFundMe organized by friends. Local businesses have held fundraising events. T-shirt sales have funneled money towards the care of the two daughters and who are now with the court-appointed guardians. Those guardians have their own attorneys, and they've already filed motions regarding financial assets and shared documents from the investigation. They briefly sought a domestic violence protection order against Caleb, then withdrew it, but reversed the right to refile. Or rather, reserved the right to refile. The children are at the center of a legal web that has its own gravity, separate from the murder case itself. April 28th is less than a month away. The trial is scheduled to last 2 weeks. Judge Pratt is presiding. The question of whether a gag order will be imposed is still open. Whether the defense will ultimately seek a continuance remains to be seen. The judge left that door open at the April 6th status conference, and the aggravated murder charge means Caleb Flynn faces life in prison without the possibility of parole if convicted. And if he goes to trial on April 28th for a crime that was just committed, this will be one of the quickest from crime to trial cases I think we've ever followed. But again, a lot can happen here. There's another hearing on the way. To go at murder charges within, like, just a few months of the actual murders. Wonder what the strategy is there. Days before Ashley was killed, she updated her Facebook profile picture. It was a photo of her kissing her husband. Caleb Flynn sat on a set in Hollywood in 2013 and told America he loved his wife more than anything. Now he sits in the Miami County Jail on a $3.5 million bond under no contact order with his own children, silent in a courtroom while a judge scheduled the date. The state intends to prove he murdered her in her bed and tried to make it look like someone else did it. The body cam showed a man who couldn't stop crying. The courtroom showed a man who couldn't find a single word. Somewhere between those two versions of Caleb Flynn is the truth. And apparently in less than a month, 12 people are going to have to decide which one was real. Are we going to see that trial in less than a month? I don't know. What are your thoughts? Innocent? Guilty? Anything to do with it? He's innocent until proven guilty. There's a lot of questions here and a lot of open information, and it's easy to take a side without much information, and that's where we sit right now. I'm not claiming to know anything, but there are a lot of bizarre things going on here. curious to get your thoughts again in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation right there. Hit subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts, to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it may be, so you don't miss any of our coverage of all the cases we follow for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi, and we'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly. And I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.